Al, I know you seldom miss an opportunity to bike through town in a wild and crazy costume.
Of course. And if you want to join me, listen in as we get the lowdown on the annual Witches, Warlocks, and Ghouls family fun ride.
Next on Loving the Springs, where we celebrate the best and elevate the rest in Manitou and Colorado Springs.
You're listening to Studio 809 Podcasts, the cure for common apathy and indifference. Reported side effects include a sense of being informed and engaged. Ask your doctor if Studio 809 is right for you.
All right, Todd Haller, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
What brings you here?
I'm here to spread the word about our charity fun ride, the Witches, Warlocks, and Ghouls ride.
It's a great name. And this has been going on for, what, 3 years? This will be the third year?
Yes, sir. My wife and I moved out here from Huntsville, Alabama. So we're from the South. And in Huntsville, Alabama, they have these little neighborhood rides. They have these community rides that they called Witches Rides. I believe it originated in South Walton Beach, Florida, and kind of trickled up to other areas of the South.
But not on bicycles. They're on actual brooms, right?
Well, depends on your angle on which you're viewing the rider. If you view it at the right angle, it looks like they're riding a broom, depending on the decorations of their bike.
Good answer.
Yeah.
So Colorado Springs has lost Space Command, but we got this ride instead. So I think
it was
we're
a
winning.
Swap.
Yeah. Well, you get a 2-for-1 because I actually support Space Command. So with that, we just wanted to bring a fun event into the community here. We didn't see any sort of Halloween-themed bike ride. And it was something that my wife, you know, the main reason I would say, my wife T.C. Haller, one of the event organizers, she just wanted to dress up in a Halloween costume and ride her bike around town. And we thought, what if we gather some friends to do so?
Yeah, if she just does it by herself, then, you know, mental health professionals might start following
right?
her.
And either that or you're in Manitou. You
know? Or you're riding without Brody.
Costume? Sure.
Yeah.
So it's October 18th, and we'll put a link in the show notes to get more information. But is there an easy website to give people?
There is. It's pretty simple. COS, as in Colorado Springs, witchesride.com. So COSwitchesride.com.
And there's a cost to register to participate because it's a fundraiser. Is that how it works?
We have different registration levels depending on if you want to contribute. It's not a requirement, however. So if for whatever reason you want to join the ride, you are not obligated to contribute a monetary option or to pay to ride. Okay. It's not a pay to ride. We want to be inclusive of the community to gather people for the fun aspect of it. But any contribution, 100% of that does go towards cancer patients.
So tell us a little bit about where the money goes. It's a certain fund, right?
Yep. It's the Circle of Hope, which is through UC Health Memorial Hospital Foundation. And the Circle of Hope, it primarily focuses with cancer patients, you know, who experience some of the most costly medical conditions to treat in the United States. Even though health insurance may cover the patient's needs, with today's environment of facing rising premiums along with higher co-payments and deductibles, co-insurance, a patient or their family might have significant impacts such as loss of time at work or out of the job, right?
Yeah.
They may have transportation needs that are not met because they're traveling from Pueblo or they're traveling from Ellicott or somewhere 3-4 hours away at times. My wife, being a part of radiation oncology, and our other event organizer, Mackenzie Daly, she's one of the doctors at radiation oncology here at UC Health. Both are affiliated with that practice, so they identify people's needs and people who travel in from all over the country, I believe even all over the world at some times, to get treated here. But yeah, this foundation, I believe last year, they contributed roughly $150,000 towards cancer patients through the fund. In our second year of hosting the event, we were able to raise $30,000. So we had roughly 250 riders last year through various donation contributors, sponsorships, and then just registered riders. The first year we had, I believe it was about 10,000 and about 100 riders. So if it keeps on the trend that it has been the past 2 years, we hope to be a significant contributor to that fund.
You're calling it a family fun ride, so I'm assuming it's not some kind of marathon. It's not a 200-mile bike ride.
Correct. It's not. We've gone through a couple iterations over the past 2 years, but this year's route is really focused on a family-friendly leave as a group ride to include children. I think we had children around 6 years old last year to join into the ride. So we want to make it a very family-friendly, safe event. Everybody rides together. We make sure that the last rider gets there just as safely as the first rider, right? So with that, it's about a 3.5-mile loop. We leave from Stir at the Bon.
Oh, that's a great starting point.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can grab your coffee if you need it before you hop on your bicycle. And then you head up Middleshooks Run, which is an urban city trail bike path. That takes you up towards Rock Island Trail, which continues the Legacy Loop. And then we end right here at Monument Valley Park. And I'm sorry, we don't end there. We get off of the trail there and head to Acacia Park, which is only one city block away.
All right. So it's no city streets except for that last block.
Pretty much. Yep. That is the primary ride.
That works. I'm a volunteer for this ride, so I'm excited to do that. I volunteered last night.
Yeah, we're excited to have you.
And then there's a second optional ride too, right?
One thing we expanded on this year is we partnered with Mash Mechanics Brewing to brew our own special witch's brew. So we have a beer release on October the 4th.
Oh, cool.
And we are having the after party event after the main ride and the performances in the park happen. So from there, the secondary ride would be to ride from Acacia Park down to Mash Mechanics, which is just under a mile. And we're going to follow, again, the urban bike trails that the city's laid out for us, which really are spectacular. You know, getting out and riding through Colorado Springs, it's really nice to have a dedicated bike lane to be able to enjoy yourself, right?
Yeah. What's going to happen at Acacia Park?
Another exciting thing we added this year is we partnered up with Millibo Arts Theater.
Oh, great.
They're going to provide a DJ in the park for, you know, audio entertainment, listening, dancing purposes. They're also going to provide a couple performers to interact with the patrons who ride and end up in the park to give them some sort of street performance, or I think there's a grand scheme for them to do an overall performance, but we haven't worked out those fine details yet. But Millibo Arts Theater, we're excited to have them as a part of the process just to give a little extra entertainment to really engage the riders while they're spending their time in the park.
That's great. Big shout out to Millibo and Jim Jackson, and they never disappoint.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fun to take that atmosphere to the Women's Film Festival. So I'll be dressed up in a costume onto Women's Film Festival.
That's right. It's the same weekend as the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival, isn't it?
One important thing and one reason that we as the event organizers chose the Circle of Hope Fund is 100% of every gift goes towards the cancer patients. You know, we chose that fund for a reason. We didn't want to be intermediaries. We didn't want to be receiving money, taking overhead costs, doing anything like that. So any contribution that any person registers into the event, whether a donation, a sponsorship, or just a registrant, all that money goes to a 501c3, and then they distribute that directly to the cancer patient. So that was a really important thing for us. Another thing is we've also partnered with Kids on Bikes this year as well. They're going to provide a couple volunteers. They're helping us spread the word to kind of reach the family-friendly aspect of this, to say, hey, everybody's included in this ride. It's not a race. There's no trophies. There's nothing. It's just something that we can do as a community engagement. So they're going to provide a couple riders so that way they can fix flat tires if anybody were to get one, a couple sweeps to make sure that everybody makes it to the park. There's no one left behind, right?
This really is the perfect ride to bring your kids on.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they're not on the streets.
And they're in costumes.
Yeah. What fun.
Yeah.
Todd, can you share a story of somebody who received some of the funds?
I wish Mac or TC were here to speak to that. One thing I can provide is a quote from Mac. You know, she said, "It is incredible to witness how the Circle of Hope positively impacts our patients. You know, families are facing unprecedented financial challenges, and the support that the Circle of Hope Fund provides is crucial. It speaks volumes to the patients and UC Health and the community's commitment to their well-being." So the impact is significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having gone through it, just having a jigsaw puzzle in the waiting area was significant and almost all of the cancer treatment facilities that I have visited, that's usually there, and somebody puts them there and keeps them with all the pieces, and even little things like that make a big difference.
Yeah. Did you guys ever go to Cracker Barrels and you had the little golf tee triangle mm-hmm. thing that you always try and solve? I always wondered why that never caught on in more establishments. You know, I always thought that was such a great time consumer to keep you occupied.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Puzzles are fun when there's a few people trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, we really try to celebrate local heroes every chance we get here on Loving the Springs. So who are we celebrating today?
Yeah, so I would say the two constants. The legwork is really done by T.C. Haller, my wife, and Mackenzie Daly. Those are the two who really said, let's start this thing and let's continue it each year. I'm the catch-all. I help design the website and do social media graphics and stuff like that.
Well, that makes you a hero too.
Well, you know, utilize your skill set where best. And, and I'm also the extrovert of the group, so I get to go out and do fun things like engage with community people and meet new people each day. So
yeah, they couldn't come. They're busy saving lives.
Yeah. They have infinitely harder jobs than I have.
So we got to ask, what is it that you love about Colorado Springs?
I love the mountains. I can tell you that every morning I get up and I take my dogs for a walk, and I'm blown away at the backdrop that we have in Colorado Springs. To be able to look up and see Pikes Peak and to see the sunshine hit Pikes Peak and to look at that as your backdrop, it's magnificent. I mean, there's a reason people love to live here. We've been here for almost 7 years. Again, we moved out from the south, and, you know, with the recent Space Command, you know, announcement that they were moving from Springs back to Huntsville, Alabama, I was like, I'm good. I'm just going to stay here. You know, we'll find something else, or we'll adapt and we'll persevere. And
do you think your job's going to move?
I don't know. Myself, I'm a contractor supporting DOD out here. In a town where you have five military bases, you can kind of pick and choose. It may not be as easy as I make it sound, but, you know, there's plenty of opportunities here that I think will keep us here for a long time. And to speak to, you know, my better half, she really loves the work that she's doing here and with the organization that she's with and the difference that they're making. So I think we're here for a good long haul. And we love to ski, too. You don't really have ski slopes in Alabama.
So your fundraiser is a bicycle ride. Are you and your wife active bicyclists?
Yes. With this ride, we both decided to get bikes out here. Prior to living here in Colorado Springs, we weren't as active as bicyclists, but we do take the opportunity to get out and ride throughout the springs. I have a mountain bike, so there's certain areas that I like to visit. I like Ute Valley. Going to Stratton Open Space is nice too. I tried my hand at riding up, what's the road from Garden of the Gods up to
Rampart Range Road.
I got about halfway and I was like, I can head back down.
I don't even want to drive that.
Well, I didn't realize it was 11 miles, and I was like, oh boy, I'm gonna check the map real quick.
Well, and you think 11 miles, how long can that take? But yeah, it's,
well,
that's
when,
winding,
when you're climbing, what, 4,000, 5,000
and washboarded. Yeah.
And stopping to take pictures of the beautiful scenery too.
But we've taken bike rides through Garden of the Gods, you know, the little bike lane around Garden of the Gods, which is an exceptional place to be able to get on your bicycle. You know, you can see things from a car, right? But a bicycle might take you down another road and might take you on another adventure.
It always does.
Another place that you never knew existed, and you find these little hidden gems.
Yeah, you notice a lot.
Yeah, you get to pay attention a little more.
I was interviewing a traffic engineer, actually a professor of engineering who teaches traffic engineering just yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And he said he requires his students to get on a bicycle and ride the streets that they're talking about. You know, you kind of think, well, if it's a traffic engineer, they ought to be in a car. But there's things you miss.
Yeah.
There's a lot you can see when you're slowing down. And
even just Ute Valley Park. I mean, I think I know it and I find something I've never been on. I'm like,
right?
How did this hide for so long?
Yeah. And it's a fantastic little park. It's just right in the middle of the city. Same with Palmer Park. You don't know what you're going to discover in Palmer Park.
Well, you're picking two places where you might discover a rattlesnake, that's for sure.
Yes. You know, luckily, and I hope to never have that encounter, right?
So far, so good.
It's rare, but you will.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be part of this event and looking forward to meeting all the ghouls and witches and warlocks.
Do you have your costume picked out?
I'm working on it.
It will be worth going just to see what Al.
That's right.
Cooks
my bicycle will be worth the price of admission.
So what's that website one more time?
It's coswitchesride.com, coswitchesride.com.
Well, Todd, thanks for supporting that good cause, and thanks for taking time to come visit with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure meeting you guys. Thank you for everything that you guys do for the Springs.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome.
Well, that's it for this edition of Loving the Springs.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.